just how long that I'd been gone. Was it just one day, one week, a year, or 10,000 tears? I guess I felt all that time some great treasure I would find. Money, fame, or world acclaim, and happiness all that would bring. Then one day it came back to me, a place, a hill called Calvary, where a man called Jesus died for me. How much he must have cared. I found myself wondering, how can I get back there from here? Would he still remember me, or would he still even care? Then from somewhere deep inside of me, I whispered, Jesus, it's you I need. Only God himself could place so much beauty there. I turned around and there stood Jesus. One step from me, he could have touched me. I lowered my head, afraid to look in his eyes of what I might see there. Then with one nail-scarred hand, he reached out to me, lifted my head ever so gently. He spoke my name, and no other sound ever will again compare. So with all of my strength that I could gather, I forced myself, our eyes met together. To my surprise, I realized I saw nothing but God's love there. There was no condemnation, no accusation. He still loved me with no reservation. He said all this time, you didn't know it, but always I've been right here. But you chose to lead, so I had to follow. I had no other choice, for I had promised our Father I'd bring you home, and very soon we would both be there. Come, little brother, let's go home.